A public forum at the University of Alaska Fairbanks last night focused on the local potential for coal-to-liquids technology. Fairbanks Mayor Jim Whitaker and Department of Energy Representative Brent Sheets participated in the discussion put on by the Alaska Center for Energy and Power, which recently completed a local greenhouse gas inventory. Center Director Gwen Holdman says emissions from a coal-to-liquids plant are a key issue.
To look at ways to minimize the amount of CO2 that we're releasing into the atmosphere from that kind of a project. And so carbon sequestration that might be associated with a project like that, we're taking a look at, what our current emissions are and how those might be impacted by a future project.
Several Fairbanks entities and the U.S. Air Force are looking into construction of a multi-billion dollar plant that would convert local coal into liquid fuels for heating and transportation, including military planes at Eielson Air Force Base. Holdman says the Alaska Center for Energy and Power will host forums monthly on energy issues of interest. She says the Susitna Dam is next month's topic.